Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today speaking with the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti. And Lindsay, thank you so much for stopping in.
Hey, thank you. Glad to be here.
You are absolutely welcome. And I know you told me before we got started, you're like, it shouldn't be the end of April, but here we are.
Here we are. Next week is May already. It's kind of crazy to think about how quickly this month has gone, but with the annual dinner and then the radio pie auction mid-month instead of early, like it's gone by really fast. And we're just in the, my brain's already in June. So it's like, okay, it's not May yet, but it's coming. So yeah, there's just a lot of planning going on and it's always a lot.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah. Take a breath. It is a slower time, we'll say, for the chamber. Like you mentioned, you had Big Boom Bracket Battle, annual dinner, radio pie auctions, back to back to back. It was really fun. And now it just is kind of chilling out. But that means, like you said, you're gearing up really for the summer. So the planning doesn't stop just because, you know, you guys aren't holding things right now. There are things coming up. And so, yeah, why don't you talk about some of the things on the schedule that will be happening here pretty soon?
Yeah, definitely. So in the month of May, the only thing that we are actually hosting or co-hosting is our regular chamber coffee. So that's something that you can count on every single month, always on the second Friday. And so we will be at Perry Olano Club this month. So that'll be a great chance to kind of learn more about that organization. So this is not next Friday, but the following Friday at 8 a.m. And great opportunity for networking, learning about that host and what they do in the community. So a great organization to highlight. But yeah, that's our only hosted event. We'll be helping out with the Taco Palooza and things. Well, and I guess I should say we do have an event in May. I'm not used to having Friday Fest in May yet, so it's not in my brain, but May 30th is our Friday Fest, so at the very end of May. But the whole month, I mean, it takes months to put on different events, and so there's lots of overlap with different things that we're doing. So we have the music lineup for our three main music events for the year, Friday Fest, 4th of July, and 2nd Street Block Party. Yep. And so kind of doing all the behind the scenes. So you might not see us out and about with a big event promotion, but we are working on different events to bring to the community. So that's really exciting. So as far as the lineup goes, Friday Fest, May 30th, on Friday, Ruckus will be performing at the Bandshell, Patty Park. And so we're lining up some different activities for kiddos, different food vendors, but ultimately it's super casual, kind of a kickoff to the summer and great chance to kind of bring your own basket, bring your own lawn chair, enjoy fun music for a free community event. Then that following weekend will be Kids Fest, which we'll help out with a little bit, but that's all hosted by the library. So we'll have a little bit of a break in terms of big events in June, other than the farmer's market, of course, right? That gets started up soon. But then what people really see, you know, as far as big events, we'll have the 4th of July, and that will be with Retrospect is the band, of course, with the parade and all of the activities and vendors at the park. And then our 2nd Street Block Party will be Friday, July 18th with Encore Legends. So that will be a 21 plus ticketed event. Okay. So a little variety between family friendly with Friday Fest and then adults for the street dance downtown. So yeah, those are, you know, the things that we're working on right now. We've got music lined up. We're getting, you know, all the fun things together with like porta potties and stuff that no one really wants to talk about. But it all goes into an event to make sure that it's seamless and fun and worthwhile to come out to. So really excited about those summer events. And then, of course, getting ready for the farmers market, which will be here soon. So that starts in June and goes through September. So that'll be June 5th is our very first one on a Thursday. And so we're doing a bit of a call for vendors now for both the farmers market and the 4th of July. So if folks are interested in learning more about that, they can contact the chamber. We're working on our monthly themed events for the farmers market. So public safety night and back to school night and those fun things, usually on the third Thursday. So getting folks invited to that, and then working with Iowa PBS Kids to bring them back again this year for their programming and their kids bucks and all of the fun stuff that goes into the farmers market.
Awesome. Again, we are speaking here with the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti. And Lindsay, just want to ask, like, over your years, what do you really enjoy about just all the different summer events?
Yeah, they're all different. So in terms of having different variety, you know, some components go into every single event behind the scenes, like you mentioned, porta potties. Yeah. But, you know, like things like that where you're so focused on checking off the list and making sure you've got all the things taken care of. But really, once you come to that actual event and see people enjoying it, it's all worthwhile. And it really shows, you know, why we do some of the things that we do to be, you know, a fun place to be for the summer. So yeah, over the years, it's just that remembering why we do things and then actually getting to see it all play out in the end. So we've got some fun planned to support our members so that they can get their name out there for self-promotion, for their families, for their employees and their families. You know, just a fun opportunity to get out and about and be a part of the community.
Absolutely. And so, yeah, thanks for highlighting that. And of course, you know, you mentioned the 4th of July. You will have another event for a chance to donate, as that will happen also in May, the Grocery Bill Roundup. So that will be coming. I know we'll kind of get more into details as that gets closer, but just something to look forward to. And then, of course, like we always mention, there's lots of things happening in the community, and there's quite a bit happening this weekend.
Yeah, there's always something going on. So whether it's the chamber hosting or some of our chamber members, you can always catch, you know, pickleball at the rec center. The police department is hosting their National Take Back Day. St. Pat's has a gala. Perry Fine Arts has their monthly performance. There's just lots of things going on at the library all the time. Bingo at the Elks. And so just get ready for all of those fun things. Get out and enjoy them. And then again, May 8th, Taco Palooza with DMAC.
Awesome. All right. Well, wow. That is a list. Again, that is the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti, joining us here for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. And Lindsay, thank you so much for always stopping in and sharing some of your time. And yeah, can't wait until we get a little closer.
Yep. Thank you.
You are absolutely welcome. Our Dallas County Let's Talk program, always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.